CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
This weekend, a local man is calling his shot, playing pool for 30 straight hours to support those afflicted with ALS. Ty Cross will begin his challenge Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at the Roxeter Hall and play until Sunday at 4 p.m. Cross's marathon game, as well as an accompanying silent auction and food stand, will all raise proceeds to fight the disease. Cross says there's several ways to donate.
For donating, there's two different ways. Jesse Nethercott has a website called challengeaccepted.foundation. They can donate and get a tax receipt, and the money that is donated through that website will go for funding to remote ALS clinics in need. And what I'm collecting in cash the whole weekend in Roxeter will go to an ALS patient in the area in need.
Those looking to support Cross are invited to the hall, as there will be live music and karaoke as well. A gastrointestinal outbreak has been declared over at a local hospital. The Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance confirms that the outbreak at Seaforth Community Hospital has been declared over. The outbreak was confirmed on the inpatient unit on April 27th. The virus responsible for the outbreak was identified as norovirus. Norovirus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu and causes an infection in the stomach and intestines. This infection is not caused by the influenza virus. Visitors are reminded about the importance of hand washing when spending time with their loved ones in a hospital environment, and that they should not visit if they're feeling unwell. The Upper Grand District School Board is getting set for Mental Health and Education Week. Jenny Marino, mental health lead with student support services for UGDSB, says every day of the week will have a different theme and focus for students and educational staff. Day four will focus on the connection to nature.
Priority areas for our strategy is Indigenous well-being, and it is really right now there as a commitment to listen and learn, to identify our next action steps. And so as we speak to our Indigenous elders, our council, and our Indigenous students, we just continue to hear, and we know also through lots of other ways, that nature is imperative to wellness.
Mental Health and Education Week runs from May 6th to 10th this year. Ontario is set to clamp down on bad employers with big fines. Labor Minister David Pacini says his government will introduce legislation next week that will see fines increased for violations of the Employment Standards Act. Pacini says he's sending a message to, quote, bad actor employers that there will be more severe consequences for exploiting workers.
The Owen Sound Attack have begun the search for a new bench staff. The club announced today that interim head coach Darren Rumble is leaving the club to pursue other opportunities closer to home. Additionally, the team will not be renewing the contract of assistant coach Sean Teakle. Rumble joined the Attack staff last summer as an assistant coach before taking over early this season as interim head coach. He guided the team to a 25-28, 5-3 record through 61 games behind the bench. Teakle spent the past two seasons with the Attack, having joined the team before the start of the 2022-23 season. The Battle of Perth County begins tonight with the Sutherland Cup on the line. Game one of the best-of-seven series between the Listowel Cyclones and the St. Mary's Lincolns goes at the Steve Kerr Memorial Complex, with puck drop at 7:30. You can catch that on AM 920 and CKNX.ca, starting with OHA this week at 7 p.m. And the Hanover Barons and Clarington Eagles have a pivotal Game 5 tonight in their tied Schmaltz Cup semifinal series. Puck drop at the P&H Center comes at 8 p.m. You can hear that game on Cool 94.5 or cool94.5.ca. With CKNX Sports, I'm Eric Thompson.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Chance of some thunderstorms as well. Tonight, a continued chance of showers or thunderstorms, a low dropping to 11. Tomorrow, some sun poking through, but a chance of more showers, a high of 23. Tomorrow night, showers lingering, a low of 13. On Sunday, cloudy with showers, a high of 18.
CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.